Hello, and welcome to the Ask Mom RN Show. Each week, Mom RN and her expert guests share practical advice for raising a happy, healthy family. Now, here's your host of the Ask Mom RN Show, Tamara Walker.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Mom RN Show. Today is Monday, December 14th, 2015, and we are getting very close to Christmas. For those of you who celebrate Christmas, you know it's kind of getting down to the wire on getting all those gifts for everyone, and we're in the midst of holiday parties and all kinds of holiday activities. So we've got some great tips from our guests today about your holiday planning and shopping and gift ideas and kind of some survival tips on how to get through it all as well. And we've got some tips on how to save some money on your holiday spending. So our first guest we're going to start with is Kyle Taylor. He is known as the Penny Hoarder, and he's going to share some simple ways that we can manage and maximize our spending budget this holiday season so that we're not overspending and regretting it come January. So let's welcome Kyle to the show.
Hi, Tamara. It's Kyle.
Hi, Kyle. Welcome to the Ask Mom RN Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us. And Kyle, of course, right now this is the holiday season and people are buying presents and entertaining and, you know, spending a lot of money. So how can we stay on budget and maximize our spending this holiday season so that we're not overspending and getting ourselves into debt?
I know. I heard from a lot of friends and families that did some big spending the last couple of days. But listen, if you missed Black Friday or Cyber Monday, don't worry about it because the best sales are probably still to come. In fact, in the last couple of years, we've actually seen retailers scramble to mark down prices as we got closer to Christmas. So we recommend that folks actually do their shopping 7 to 10 days before Christmas. It's one of those times where procrastinating will finally start to pay off. And if you still have some shopping to do, there's three things I want you to remember. So the first one is, if you don't have time to bargain hunt, the number one thing you always have to do is use a credit card with cash rewards. Now, that's such a simple thing to do because you can use it at every store, and it's always going to make sure you save a little bit of money. One of my favorites is the Barclaycard Cash Forward MasterCard because they're offering a full 1.5% cash reward on everything you buy, and that's unlimited, so you can do some serious shopping with that. And they're also offering a 5% redemption bonus so that when you do redeem those rewards, you get a little bit started towards your next reward as well. The second thing I recommend folks do is to sign up for their favorite store's email newsletters. Now, we're all getting a ton of emails right now. I know my inbox is full this week. But a lot of times those newsletters will contain exclusive coupons that you can use to stack on top of discounts and sales that you're seeing online to save even more money. Now, the third thing we recommend folks do is if you're shopping in the store, make sure you take a picture of your receipt. There's a great app called Ibotta, which is typically known as a grocery store rebate app, but they have a number of holiday rebates as well, including one at Best Buy right now where you can earn a $5 rebate just for taking a picture of a Best Buy receipt with $100 or more in purchases. And you can see if you start to stack all three of these things together, you can save a ton of money on your holiday shopping.
Very cool. And that's something that we all want to do, is to save some money. So what about gifting essentials like wrapping paper and greeting cards? Because sometimes that can really add up.
Yeah, it's crazy how fast those little bows can start to add up, right? So we recommend that folks think outside the box, so outside the big box stores, that is. One of our favorite places to save this time of the year is at the drugstore. In fact, drugstores are famous for having huge loss leaders on these types of products. So they can be a great place to pick up greeting cards, wrapping paper, or even batteries for all those toys that you're buying.
Are there any other things that we should be doing to make sure that we're making the most of our holiday budget?
Yeah, so one thing I always recommend is make sure you have a plan. We have a holiday spending tracker on thepennyhoarder.com that you can download and put in all of the gifts that you want to buy, and there's a place in there where you can enter your coupons and a reminder to make sure you're using your credit card. And in our case, we're using our Barclay Cash Forward MasterCard to save 1.5%.
Very cool. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for all of these tips. Where can we go to learn more?
Thank you for having me. Please check out thepennyhoarder.com for more savings tips and check out Find My Barclay Card for more information on credit card rewards.
Thank you and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
And while we're out shopping, we're always looking for ways to make our shopping a little bit more simple, aren't we? And also, we want to keep our information secure when we're using our credit cards or debit cards. We want to make sure that those numbers aren't stolen and used by someone fraudulently. So an option that is gaining a lot of popularity these days is mobile payments. And here to talk with us about what mobile payments are and how they work and what the advantages are of using mobile payments is the head of consumer services for Regions Bank, Scott Peters. So let's welcome Scott to the show. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. And Scott, let's start out with the basics. For those of us who haven't tried using a mobile payment yet, what exactly is a mobile payment?
Yeah, a mobile payment is pretty straightforward. It's using a mobile device, typically a smartphone, to really replace the use of using a credit card at a terminal at a store.
And how do mobile payments work versus the traditional method of using a credit card at the terminal?
Yeah, well, first part, to get started, for instance, you would, at Regions Bank, we facilitate Apple Pay, Android Pay, and Visa Checkout, and each one of those have a digital wallet underneath it. So you would load your Regions credit card, your Regions debit card, or other bank cards into your digital wallet, and then you would be able to use your device at the retailer in order to make your payment for whatever you're purchasing.
And a lot of people, of course, are concerned about security of their information, and they're especially when you're dealing with bank information and credit card. Are mobile payments as safe and secure as traditional methods of payment?
Yeah, actually, they're safer. What you do when you provision your credit card information or your debit card into the digital wallet, it's really like putting it into a vault. And then if you hit the icon, for instance, when you're doing online shopping, a Visa checkout, you put in your Visa checkout credentials, and you're able to access, create the payment, and your card information and your card number are never transmitted to the merchant. So it keeps your card information from being stored somewhere else with a merchant or in a terminal. And the same thing on-site in a store. For instance, if you were using Apple Pay, it really would authorize the payment without ever providing the card number to the terminal or to the merchant.
And this is becoming more and more popular as people are shopping, you know, more with their phones and their tablets these days. Why do you think that it's become such a popular trend?
Yeah, I think just the general popularity of smartphones and having your mobile device and how much you do in your life and how much you store in that device, it makes sense to store your payment information and be able to use that. It's certainly more convenient than fumbling around in your wallet to get your card out. And then at the end of the day, it's a far safer way for you to transact and protect your information.
And you mentioned Apple Pay and Android Pay and Visa Checkout. Are those the three main types of mobile payment options, or are there others as well?
There are others. There's a lot of different providers, some of them much smaller. Regions, we facilitate both Apple Pay and Android Pay. And also Visa Checkout. And when you shop online, I'd encourage everybody out there to set up your digital wallet or get a Regions account would be a great start, and then set up your digital wallet. And when you shop online, make sure you use it because it'll be more convenient. You won't have to type in your card information, and it'll be a much safer transaction for you.
And Scott, are there some other trends or ways that you're seeing that people are shopping this holiday season?
Yeah, I think the big trend is one that we've seen over the last few years, which is more purchases migrating from in-store to online. The evidence of that was really the in-store purchase volume on Black Friday this year was down a little over $1 billion from 11.6 to 10.4 billion. That doesn't include the online shopping numbers, which will come out later. But the expectations is that it wasn't something in the economy or with customer sentiment that it was really driven by, again, increased online shopping, which we've seen for the last few years.
Well, Scott, thank you for providing this great information. Where can we go to learn more?
Yeah, go to www.regions.com, and it has information on all your different payment options that we provide, from Visa checkout to Apple Pay to Android Pay. And it's also a place where if you're not enjoying the great customer service at Regions now, you can open up an account.
Thank you for being with us, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Do you have tech lovers on your gift list this year? Almost everybody wants some kind of tech gift, one or another, and there are so many great options out there for everyone. So we have some latest and greatest gift ideas for the tech lover from Kat Schwartz, who is also known as the High Tech Mommy. So let's welcome Kat to the show. Hi, Kat, and welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for being with us. Kat, a lot of people like to get tech gifts for the holidays. So what are the hot tech gifts this year?
So I went out and I worked with the following companies to bring you the best of the best. And, you know, there's a lot of really cool stuff for a lot of different parts of your family. And I'm going to start with the little ones. It's a gadget called the Gizmo Pal 2. It's from Verizon, and it answers the question of what do I do when my child thinks they're old enough to have a phone? I want them to have a phone, but they're really not responsible enough or old enough to. This is a wearable, so it looks like a watch, and it allows for two-way calling to up to four pre-programmed contacts. So it's a very safe and secure way to give your child a phone. And I love this feature that it has where you can actually call the phone if they don't pick it up after 10 seconds. It'll automatically answer. Isn't that
very cool?
Cool.
I've seen those.
Right. They look cool. Like, you know, they don't look like something a little kid would wear if you don't want to put the stickers on it. It looks like a, like, you know, real cool-looking watch. It also has the geofencing and GPS features, so I can pull up on my phone and see where my son is. So that's that. Now, there's a new trend happening amongst families that want to share photos with each other. It's called, there's a gadget called Bevy, and it really gets into this trend of people wanting to set up private photo sharing networks without having to put images up on anything insecure or like a website. What it is it's a device as well as an app. The device is a 1 terabyte storage device. It's powered by Intel. You hook it into your television and you hook it into the internet, and then from the app, you can grant access to people to send photos to the storage device.
That sounds very cool. It sounds like something the whole family could use.
That's right.
And relatives could use to share photos with each other.
That's right, and it gives a family a way to easily share with relatives that might not necessarily know how to log on to a website or whatever. You can just put the app on their phone, and then they can view the images. Now, I don't know about you, but there's this thing that happens during the holidays where neighbors just start popping by, and they bring me gifts, and I don't have a gift for them. And it turns into an awkward feel. Okay, right. So PayPal this year has you covered. PayPal has digital gift cards, and they have over 200 retailers, and all you have to do is go there and have the gift card emailed to whoever whoever showed up at your house. They have retailers, over 200 of them, Gap, Aeropostale, Wine.com, Toys R Us. They also have an eBay store, so it's the PayPal digital gift card store, and they're offering up to 20% off a lot of these retailers. So if you're looking for a way to save money and to give gifts, definitely look at PayPal and what they're doing this holiday. It's pretty unique.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. And last but not least, I've got something for the techie in the family that wants something really cool. It's called the August Smart Lock. And what it does is it attaches over your deadbolt to your front door, and it turns your smartphone into a set of virtual keys. So I can actually use my phone to lock and unlock the front door of my house, and I don't have to uninstall a lock. This device just pops over my existing deadbolt, and I can see an activity feed from my app, who was in my house, at what time. I can turn key access off to certain people. It's a really cool way to home automate.
That sounds great. Mm-hmm. Well, Kat, are there any other gift ideas that you have for us this evening?
That's what I've got for you today.
Awesome. Well, where can we find all of these great gifts that we talked about?
So you can go to hightechmommy.com.
Thanks so much, Kat, for sharing these with us, and happy holidays.
Thank you so much.
And for everyone else on your gift list, we have some great gift ideas from Lamore Suss. She is a lifestyle and entertainment expert. And she has some fun holiday tips and some gift ideas for the whole family. So let's welcome Lamore to the show. Hello, is this Lamore?
Yeah, hi Tamara, how are you?
Great, how are you? Welcome to the Ask Mom RN show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for being with us. Lamore, the holidays are a fun time, but they can also be kind of stressful. Do you have some tips to help us to deal with the stress and make it a less stressful time of the year?
Yes. So one of the things I think people get most stressed about is because they have to entertain, and maybe they only do it once a year. So I think one of the things they can do is really make a list of everything that needs to get done. Also, I really like to set the table, set the decoration the day before anybody shows up. This way, you're not stressed out as guests are walking through the door. So, for example, here I have ornaments as decoration. So you can see I got these adorable cupcake ornaments. I got them at JCPenney, and I got all different kinds, and I'm using it as a centerpiece. The best part, people can take them home as a gift. You know, it's a really great option and really inexpensive to do. Now, if you're decorating your mantle, one thing you can do, besides, you know, your garland and your candles and your stockings, of course, you can get these LED marquee lights. I love them. There's the star and then there's the arrow. The best part, you don't need a plug, you don't need a wall, just some batteries and you're good to go. So do this the day before people show up, and you'll have a much easier time the day of your actual party or the day of Christmas or whatever it might be that you're entertaining for.
That sounds like it'd make it a lot of fun and festive.
Definitely.
Lamore, another thing we all have to consider, of course, is our gift giving. And trying to come up with gift ideas for everybody in the family can be really difficult sometimes. Can you share some gift ideas?
Of course. You know, I think that one of the things, and people often have this issue when they're looking for gifts, is they're not really thinking about what it is the person loves. And so I have a bunch of different gift ideas for you, all at different price points. So let's start if you're splurging on someone. And you know, a music maven. So this is from Crosley. It's their Cruiser Portable Turntable. You can take it with you. You can play records. It's a great option for that music lover in your life. For the kitchen gadget guru, that coffee lover, the new Keurig 2.0 K250 compact brewer is a great option. You can see all the beautiful colors that they can come in. And then for that man in your life, that total timekeeper, this is the Citizen Echo Drive Men's Black Leather Watch, a great option. If you have $100 or less to work with, don't you worry, I've got great options. So this is the Lazy Day Lounger. This is the luxury faux fur throw. It's a great hostess gift as well, $65. Or for that cozy cutie in your life, you can get the Arizona Puffer Jacket. How adorable is this faux fur collar? I love it. For the beauty buff in your life, the Bite Beauty Discovery Set, everything the beauty lover in your life needs, some under 50 options. We have this beautiful tote from Nicole by Nicole Miller. It's the Isabella tote. It's for the tote-loving trendsetter pajamas. You can never go wrong with pajamas. The sleep chic pajamas sets, you can get those here. And then, of course, for the bundled up bow, who doesn't love gloves that you can also use on your tech devices? This is the Dockers Trigger Finger Gloves. So now your guy doesn't have to decide about staying warm or using his gadgets. Stacking stuffers, always something that you want to get. You want to get something good. I always like to keep it under $20. So for the tuned-in teen, I have the iLive Stereo headphones. Everybody needs another set of headphones in their life. For the Jedi Master in your life, you can get Star Wars ornaments. How cute are these guys? You can get all of these products at JCPenney stores nationwide or jcpenney.com.
Star Wars is the big thing this year. So anything Star Wars for your Star Wars fan is going to be a hit, isn't it?
Exactly. Anything Star Wars is going to be a hit. You know, and it's whether it's buying tickets to go see it together, whether it's buying ornaments or, you know, anything Star Wars, and you can get that all, you know, you can't go wrong with it.
Well, Lamore, thank you for all of these great tips. Where can we find out more information?
Sure. So more information on all these products at jcpenney.com.
Well, thanks so much for being with us, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
And we will have a video showing all of those great gift ideas up on MomRN. If you'll check later this week, we're going to get that up there as soon as possible, along with a $75 JCPenney gift card giveaway. So be checking MomRN.com this week, and we will get that up there very soon. And you could have a chance to win a $75 JCPenney gift card. And we want to thank Lamore Suss for all of her great, fun ideas. Now, if you are entertaining for the holidays, you know, many of us are going to have family gatherings or have parties for friends. The kitchen is really the heart of the home. And there are some easy ways that you can quickly update it and get it ready for your holiday parties. And we have HGTV's House Hunters and Food Network's Restaurant Impossible, Tanya Nyack. Tanya's been on the show with us before. She's always got great tips, and we are going to have her share with you some ideas on getting your kitchen ready for hosting those holiday parties. So let's welcome Tanya Nyack to the show. Hi, Tanya. Welcome back to the Ask Mom RN show.
Thank you. It's good to be back. How are you doing?
Doing well. How are you this holiday season?
You know, I'm pumped. I am. I'm so excited for the holidays this year.
Well, Tanya, how can we make our holiday entertaining, a little bit easier and more fun with our, and make our kitchen really work for us when we're cooking for all of our guests this year?
Well, you know, I think efficiency is really, really important. You know, making sure that the kitchen looks good, but it's functional as well. And, you know, sometimes we say, well, I'm going to get my kitchen ready. Well, don't start tackling any major projects right before the holidays, because truly you're just going to cause more stress to yourself. So try to find projects that are manageable that, you know, will kind of get the ball rolling for you. And then when things quiet down, you can really tackle the bigger items. So
are there some simple upgrades we can do to make a difference?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things, change out your kitchen sink. And this is something that may or may not require hiring a handy person. You know, if you're pretty handy yourself, you can do it yourself. It's not that difficult. But if you do need to hire someone, you know that when they come in to change it, it's done. When they leave, it's done, right? So they're not starting a project and then having to come back 3 days later, a week later. They're in and they're out. And those are the kind of projects you want to focus on right before the holidays. But one of my all-time favorite sinks, there's one that is new on the market. I've never seen anything like it before. It's by Moen, and it's called the Low Profile Divide. The reason I like it is because, you know that divider sometimes in the middle of the sink? It's like, it's really high typically. So this one has a lower divide, so you can actually wash big pots and pans a lot easier, cookie sheets, but it still has a divider in it so that you can keep your dirty dishes on one side and, you know, wash your fruits and veggies on the other side. So that's one of my go-to sinks right now.
Very cool. What about the faucet?
Well, the faucet, I think sometimes we forget how important the faucet is in the kitchen because everybody uses the faucet. Everybody sees the faucet because it's protruding right up off your counter. So it's important to find one that looks good but is also functional. So one of my favorites is the notch pull down, and that one's also by Moen. And the reason I like it is because it has a really tall neck to it. It's arched, so you can get right in and under with your big pots and pans. Can you tell I do a lot of entertaining? Because big pots and pans are like a thing for me. And they also, it has a pull-down nozzle head so that you can swirl it around and clean your sink and do your dishes, and it's very functional. But it looks great. It has sleek lines and, you know, it becomes sort of the jewelry piece in your house, if you will, or in your kitchen for that matter. And it should look good. It should be jewelry.
And Tanya, are there any design ideas that we can use to make our kitchen a little bit more festive for the holidays?
Design ideas, yes. You know, perhaps taking things that don't necessarily belong in the kitchen. For example, you could use, you know, the little round racks that hold your hand towels that usually go next to your sink in the bathroom?
Yes.
Yeah, so something like that. If you hang, a lot of kitchens typically will have a window above the kitchen sink and then cabinets on the left and the right side. So if you hang one of those hand towel racks on the inner side of the cabinet, you know, right where the window is, it makes it more accessible for you to access your towels. It takes it off the countertop, and so now you have more room and more space on the kitchen counter, but it's also very functional. And I also like to use those classic robe hooks that you would hang your robe on in the bathroom, and I hang my apron off of it because a lot of times these aprons are really cute and festive, so they add to the decor.
Tanya, what do people tend to forget when they're getting ready for their entertaining?
Oh, boy. Other than their heads, you know, there's so much to think about for holiday parties. But people tend to forget the details. And in the details, we're talking about fresh-cut flowers, the music. Sometimes, you know, having a candle, a scented candle, is a great way to add ambiance and mood to your holiday party. If it smells like fresh-baked apple pies or cinnamon or spruce, you know, it's a nice way to bring in that holiday scented feel.
Well, Tanya, these are great ideas. Is there any other tips that you want to share with us?
Oh, you know, I think don't let yourself get stressed out. And don't worry, you know, don't overthink spending too much money. You can cut a branch down or find a branch on the ground, spray paint it a shiny silver, metallic, or gold, and put it in a vase. Like, there's just a lot of great ways to add holiday decor. You know, if you have extra ornaments lying around, just throw them on your table or work them into a centerpiece. And it's nice. It's just affordable, easy, and no stress.
Tanya, thank you for all these wonderful ideas. Where can we go learn more?
Yeah, you could go to build.com, B-U-I-L-D.com. This is a great place to find items like the sink and the faucet that we talked about, the hardware, all of that stuff you can find there. But if you want inspiration, I would check out Moen.com. That's a really great site as well for a lot of good kitchen inspiration.
Thanks for being with us again, and happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
And, of course, this is also cold and flu season, not just the holiday season, unfortunately. This is the time of year when a lot of us are battling colds. I definitely have been the past couple of weeks. And we all need to keep healthy. You know, the holiday season is supposed to be a lot of fun, but it's hard to have fun when everybody in the family is getting sick. So we have some great cold survivors from Catherine Sanson, who is the Shape Up Mom. She is a mom of 10 kids. She's the author of the book Woman First, Family Always. And she's got some great ideas for how we can keep our family healthy throughout the winter and cold and flu season. Let's welcome Catherine to the show.
Catherine, welcome back to the Ask Mom Arden Show. Thank you so much for having me back.
We appreciate you with us. And Catherine, it is the holiday season, which of course also means it's cold and flu season. And I know that you have a very large family. How do you help to keep your family healthy and keep them from getting sick during cold and flu season?
Well, I've got a lot of tips up my sleeve here. I'm not sure they always all work, but for the most part, my kids are really rarely sick. And just when I say that, they come down with a stuffy nose. But a couple things I like to do, even as cold as it gets where we live, I like to always have a window cracked open or a couple windows just slightly to keep fresh air in and get germs out. I think pumping up, I've got vitamin C out, so they remember to take it every day, washing of hands, getting a lot of rest, and with a lot of rest comes to de-stress. I think our kids and all of us, the stress just gets overloaded, especially I think the holiday season is probably the worst time for stress, and stress for kids too because they're in the exam period, and they've got lots to do. So I try the best I can, successfully most of the time, to take them away from their screens. You know, they've got so much technology in front of them now, and I like to take their phones away from their bedsides so they can sleep at night and at least get a good 8 hours of sleep so they can tackle the next day. So those are some things that I try and I do. I think also everyone should stay active in the winter, even though it's cold. Continue to work out and continue to eat healthy. I know there's a lot more comfort foods, and you want to sit around a fire, and you're probably prone, I know I am sometimes, to gain a few pounds over the winter, but keep in mind, you know, to try to stay as active as you can, keep the blood flowing, and those are some things that I try to keep my family healthy and flu and cold-less, if we can, over the holiday season.
Yes. Well, and Catherine, a lot of times when people start feeling sick, they're not sure if maybe they have a cold coming on or if it could be the flu or something else. What are some of the warning signs of having a cold?
Yeah, so a stuffy nose, which is that nasal congestion that's so irritating, is a common symptom of both cold and allergy. So you don't really know where it's coming from. And most people say it's the worst part of both conditions. So I've always trusted Allegra D., for my family's allergy symptoms, but now it's indicated to relieve nasal congestion from the common cold. So when you have your stuffy nose, wherever it's from, it can be covered. And do it right away so you can get that relief right away. And it works within just an hour, and it lasts for 24 hours, and it's non-drowsy. So if you've got to work or go to school or whatever you do, because we're all busy people, you'll stay alert and focused and knock out that, you know, nasal congestion before it spreads into something worse.
And what are some other things that you keep on hand for your cold and flu survival kit?
Yeah, I've got a great survival kit. So my kids, one thing that gets hit really hard when you're during the cold and flu and winter season when it's so dry out is your nose. And my kids love the softness of Puffs Plus Lotion. It soothes irritated skin by locking moisture in better than other regular tissues. And it's also dermatologist tested to be gentle on sensitive skin, so you don't walk around with that big red nose that you got to put Vaseline all over later. And over half of working Americans said that keeping tissues handy is the key factor for them surviving being sick at work. So stock up for the winter. Make sure you're ready to tackle it. And keep them on hand, whether it's at the office or at home by your bedside, and it'll help you survive it a lot better.
And, Catherine, when we're sick, it's so important to stay hydrated. How do you help your family to stay hydrated?
Absolutely, and that's the most overlooked symptom of all, is dehydration. Like, your kids aren't going to come to you, your little ones, and say, I think I'm dehydrated. So you have to be aware, you have to listen. You have to watch, and dehydration can make you or your child feel worse because you start to lose vital fluids, and hydration is so important in getting and staying well. But, you know, when you're sick and you lose the vital fluids, you've got to rehydrate. That's where Pedialyte comes in, and it helps prevent mild to moderate dehydration. And how it works, it's got just enough sugar in balance with sodium to promote fluid absorption more effectively than any other drink you're going to have in your house. And I like it because it's number one pediatrician-recommended brand of an oral electrolyte solution. And it's so easy. It comes in the liquid. It comes in the powder packs that you just mix with water. And it comes in the freezer pops, which is my kids' favorite. So you can rehydrate on the go. So convenient. And, again, this is for your children and adults, because some adults need electrolytes put back in their system at certain times and to be and rehydrate. So it's great for the whole family. It comes in lots of great flavors, and it tastes good.
Catherine, are there any other tips you'd like to share with us today?
No, I just think going back to my, you know, actually, always having a survival kit on hand and having it out, like, I always think, like, in the grocery stores, they should have, when you first walk in, just everything you need for the cold and flu season. And that same thing should kind of be for your house, so your kids don't have to look for it in the medicine cabinet. So, you know, have it out somewhere so they can go to it, and then you don't have to tell them where it is. And then when you run out, you know, so you can go get more. And then just all those things that I talked about before, you know, healthy food, making sure you get enough sleep, cracking the window open, washing your sheets more regularly, washing your hands just to contain germs. Stay active, you know, those are some things that we try to do at our family dinners. We put our phones away. I try to take the phones away at night so they'll buzzing through the night doesn't prevent them from sleeping. Just a lot of little tips like that that I like to do all year long, and especially over the holiday season when it's cold and flu season and things really amp up as far as stressors.
Catherine, thank you so much for providing these tips. Where can we find out more information?
So you could go to any of the brands that I've mentioned, any of their websites or Facebook pages, and I've got it all on my website, which is shapeupmom.com as well.
Thank you so much. Best and happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. Stay healthy.
You too. And, of course, the kids will be getting out of school soon for their Christmas vacation or their holiday winter break, and you're going to want ways to entertain them and keep them engaged and learning and having fun during the holidays. Well, we have Pearson Education Research Expert Dr. Kimberly O'Malley is going to share some ideas and ways that parents can reconnect with their kids and spend time with them for the holidays and turning everyday activities into learning opportunities.
Why is it so important to keep kids' minds active during vacation time, and how can parents help?
Well, research shows that when our students leave school, there's a tendency to disengage from learning. And when that happens, we don't see the educational progress we want during that break. So what do we do about it? We can't have that happening over our holidays. So what we need to do is get our kids engaged in everyday activities and holiday traditions in ways that then not only engage them for fun, but also gets their brains active and engages them in a learning manner.
You have two boys. What fun are you cooking up this holiday to keep them active and learning?
My boys are Jace and Luke, and the family tradition around the O'Malley household is making those Christmas cookies. And so when we're making cookies, which is really lots of fun, we also integrate lots of science and engineering and mathematics. So just think about converting customary units to the metric units, how we can calculate doubling the ingredients to have double the cookies and double the size of the cookie batch. How can we think about the science of cookies? How would we adjust the ingredients to make the cookies more firm so you hold more frosting a little bit later? And, of course, the great part about making cookies and having science and engineering in there is eating them at the end.
What other activities can we do with our children, especially the little ones?
Nearly every holiday activity offers the opportunity to engage our young brains and really get them active. So the key, though, is to engage our younger children in meaningful conversation and regular conversation. Take the holiday tradition of decorating a tree, asking those younger children to identify the ornament shapes, colors, and sizes, counting the lights for sure, but then we should go a step further and ask those probing questions, questions such as, why do we decorate trees at Christmas? Where do Christmas trees grow? What's exciting about the holidays? and what are the shapes and sizes they see? And so by engaging them in that conversation, it's not just the facts we care about, but it's the thinking we want from them.
How important is it for kids to take a break from technology and connect with the people around them during the holidays?
Well, when the weather gets colder, it's tempting to come in the house, grab the iPad or the PlayStation, and spend time in front of the screen. And even though we know technology can enhance learning in many meaningful ways, we also know there's a time for too much technology. So we as parents can take the holiday as an opportunity to turn off the devices, put them away at least for a short period of time, and engage in those 21st century skills like communication, collaboration, and creativity. Take, for example, the traditional holiday song, Jingle Bells. My boys love to rap, so we can take that song and turn it into a rap, and through learning about rhyme, collaborating, you know, comedy, creativity, we can then create that rap. But what's fun is we can bring technology back in at the end, film the video, send it to grandmother, and give my boys some bragging rights for the holiday season.
Where can we get more information?
Pearson partnered with the best educational experts in the United States to create a parent toolkit. You can find it at parenttoolkit.com. At the site, you can find many tips, numerous ways to not only infuse learning in the holiday season, but to help your children's educational careers throughout the school year.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Melissa Gerstein is one of the co-founders of the lifestyle brand The Moms, and we have had The Moms on the show in the past with us to give their great tips. And today, Melissa is going to be sharing some tips on how to survive the holidays. Because, you know, as we've been talking about, sometimes the holidays, you know, as well as being fun, they can be stressful. They can be a little chaotic at times, and especially when you've got the kids at home and you're trying to shop for everyone and you're throwing parties or attending parties and all kinds of holiday events. So Melissa Gerstein has some great tips on how to survive the holidays and have fun and not lose your mind.
Melissa, welcome back to the Ask Mom RN show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, thanks for being back with us. And Melissa, you know, the holidays are here, they're upon us, and sometimes we get really stressed out. What are some of your tips for helping us to maybe have a little bit more fun this holiday season and not be so stressed?
Well, the key is to remember that it's once a year, it's beautiful family time, but you need to plan ahead and stay organized. So I've got some great tips thanks to a few great companies. So I'd love to start with Teleflora. They are the number one go-to on every mom's holiday survival guide. You can check every gift off your list with just the simplicity of shopping online and having the confidence of knowing that every Teleflora bouquet is touched by a local florist, which is really, really awesome. They're professionally arranged and hand-delivered, and exclusive this season to them is the Peanuts Christmas bouquets. They're so cute. I'm looking at them now. I know. They've got the Snoopy's cookie jar and a Peanuts Christmas mug, and these beautiful collections pay tribute to the 50th anniversary of a Charlie Brown Christmas, and they also have a really beautiful new silver and joy centerpiece. And every bouquet has a 2-for-1 gift. So the containers that they arrive in are keepsakes, which is really nice.
That sounds awesome. Well, what else do you have for us?
Oh, sure. Sorry. Yeah. So if you're going to be hosting, you want to make sure your home is in tip-top shape. No need for those heavy-duty, hard-to-maneuver industrial cleaners. Now we have the user-friendly Bissell Pro Heat 2X Revolution Pet. It has two settings, one offering an express clean with a one-hour dry time, and the other providing a deeper clean, perfect for all those messes. And then you'll want to stay organized, like I've mentioned. So you should definitely check out Dymo Labelers. They're fast and easy to label your holiday cards or organize your decorations closet. They've got the Dymo Label Manager 160 and the Dymo Label Writer 450 Turbo, which will print off those addresses and shipping labels in just minutes. They're hassle-free, which is great. And if you need to relieve some stress and unwind, there's a new trend, which is adult coloring. It's a huge thing right now where you can relax.
That is a big trend. I see a lot of people doing that.
Yep. So when coloring, I'm going to suggest the Prismacolor Premier Softcore Colored Pencils and the Prismacolor Premier Illustration Markers. They are just, they'll bring out the artist in everyone. It's a great gift, and the markers give you that unrivaled precision and control, and they allow you to do the lettering and that outlining. It's a really great gift this holiday season.
That sounds like fun. Well, Melissa, do you have anything else you'd like to share with us today?
Oh, you're so sweet. Well, you know, for all of these things and other great tips, you can go to my site, themoms.com.
Melissa, thanks again for being with us, and we appreciate these wonderful tips. Happy holidays to you and yours.
You too.
And we want to thank all of our great guests today and hope that you've learned from them. Don't forget to go to momrn.com later this week. I'll get the post up as soon as possible. We're going to be giving away a $75 JCPenney gift card to one lucky winner. So be sure to check momrn and enter to win that, and we'll get that up there as soon as possible, like I said. Thanks again for joining us today. We're going to wrap up a little bit early. We will be back next Monday on December 21st at 1 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. As always, you can connect with us at momrn.com or on Facebook, Ask MomRN Show. On Twitter, our handle is at MomRN. And Instagram is at MomRN. Pinterest is TheMomRN. And YouTube, you can search for MomRN and Ask MomRN Show. Thanks for being with us. I hope that you have a wonderful week and enjoy this wonderful holiday season. And, of course, Star Wars is coming out later this week, so we hope that you'll enjoy that. I am looking forward to that. My husband and my kids are we're really excited about the new Star Wars movie coming out. So go and enjoy that if you're a big Star Wars fan like we are. Have a great week, everyone. We'll talk with you next time.